Welcome to episode 5 of our podcast. I'm Louise, and this is Tess, who's a doggy.
Is that how we're starting off this episode? Where's your presenter voice?
I don't know, you start it off.
No, I think that was a good one. And I'm Shane. She forgot about me.
How could I? The Shane event.
The Shane event. If people don't know what the Shane event is, because I don't know when things are like distributing on social media and I'm so lost with time.
As one of our friends said, it is the most disjointed podcast in the world where you can't remember going from one thing to another, jumping round. We can't remember what's on most of the podcast.
And there's so much like material that's like as extra on the Patreon as well that I forget like where it appears.
Me too. There is no continuity whatsoever.
There's no. Well, it'll be linked to something that we've said.
Just whether anybody else.
Whether it's this week or next week or in 10 weeks' time.
Or just once down the pub at some point.
That's my problem. Do you get that? Like, when I'm telling stories, I know in my head I've told the story recently. But who I've told it to, I have not a fucking clue. So then I always start it. I may have already told you this, but I'm going to tell you again.
Stop me if I've told you this. Stop me if I'm boring you.
No, I don't. I just tell the story anyway.
I've heard it before.
There was a few stories I think I told yesterday that people had heard before.
Really?
I just carried on. Don't care if the audience was dead.
Yeah, but you've got a new person. You had got a new person.
Yes.
To entertain.
He might have even heard it before. You know what I'm like? Two
He's
weeks' time.
Literally there a fortnight. Heard every
Shane story possible.
And then if he ever listens to the podcast, then
he'd have heard it again.
A few more.
Last week, me and you went on so long that we couldn't actually fit a pounder in. So this week, we've finally found a pounder that was willing to come on the show.
Hello, welcome, Sarah.
Introduce yourself, Sarah.
My name is Sarah. I am, and I'm from South Lincolnshire.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for pounding away with us. And Sarah's on to talk about online dating and some catastrophes, because we had some online dating stories, but I think we both agreed that they're a bit rubbish and actual real life.
I think,
people.
Yeah, in comparison, I think Sarah's going to outdo us both.
No, have you heard these stories?
No. Shane? Well, I may have many, 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 many years ago, but no, I have no idea what Sarah's about to say.
Oh, no, this is going to be brand new information. I'll have to recap now. No pressure. No pressure.
If we need to bleep any names out, let us know.
Okay.
Or just change them.
Just change them. That's going to be great, isn't it? Just change them. Okay. Okay, right then. My internet dating experience is... Okie dokie. First question you always get asked is, how recent are those photos? How recent
yes.
are yours, mate? You know, we've got to look like a supermodel, but they can look like Jabba the Hutt's twin.
You've always got to be worried about them if they're carrying a fish.
Oh, that's it. You swipe left. You don't swipe right. You swipe left if they're carrying a fish. No chance.
So what? Do you find that it's the men that, well, obviously, because you're not dating women. Do you find that women have to make the more effort than the men?
I think the men sometimes think they're God's gift when they're not. And they think that you're desperate. So they'll just... Do you know?
And I think men are always looking for younger people. Yes. I think they always think they can attract younger people and they're almost doing you a favour.
Yeah, exactly.
When actually a lot of the time, and it's not their fault because they've gone through a divorce and, you know, their wife's probably still in the marital. We touched on this last time, didn't we? And, you know, they're still looking after the kids. They're probably in kind of, you know, rented dicks.
But still, surely you want to make the effort. If you're going on these sites and you're seeing these ladies on there, you want to make a little bit of an effort. Don't assume that the other person has to make all the effort.
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you get criticised if you put a picture up there that's 2 or 3 years old and they rock up on a date and you're not the person that they were expecting. But equally, you get the hardship when it's them that have just done it as well. And there's a picture of them like 30 years ago on their profile picture. And you're like, are you kidding
me? Like your day.
What?
You've got hair.
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting a bloke with hair. I had one though. Oh my days, right? profile picture. I thought, oh, that's a professional one. Says underneath he's an actor. Thought, okay, fair enough.
Very nice.
Messaged him, said, oh, so you're an actor. Been in anything I know? He says, well, actually, I've just done a stint of panto. I went, oh, where? Love a panto.
He's behind you.
So I says, oh, where? Love a panto. He says, oh, Peterborough. I said, oh, no. I said, I just saw that last week. I said, is that the one? He went, yes. Next minute, phone call. He'd phoned me through the app, right? So I'm panicking going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He did not look like his picture. That was like taken 30 years before. Phones me, leaves me a voice message. I'm panicking and then literally tries to video call me the next minute. I had to block him.
Yeah, no, I know some people do get a bit enthusiastic, don't they? And you've got to be mentally prepared for like making that next step, haven't you? Rather than just...
So are you telling me you can call people through the dating apps?
Yeah.
They do that now. What?
Yeah.
And video calls through the dating apps.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could
do video
calls.
Is it to like not give your number out?
Well, they don't.
Is it like a safety thing?
A lot of people try to get you to switch straight to WhatsApp, don't they?
They do, yeah. They do.
A lot of people want you not to do it through the app. They want you to do it through WhatsApp.
Yeah. Dick pics, everything.
Now I was having this conversation with someone who I used to work with got back in touch with me recently, and I contemplated talking about this on the last week's episode, but when I went on the dating apps between what do we call them, Bert and Andy, we used to sit there and like, oh my God, look at these pics that have been sent now. We used to like, there used to be all sort, like some horrific ones that you would be like mortified at. The gay community isn't mortified, but normal human beings mortified.
Never seen so many in all my life. Some of them are quite.
At least it isn't just the gay apps then.
I don't understand an unsolicited one though. Why do people think that that's? I think if it's the right time after you've said hello, then fine. But why? You wouldn't do it if you were in a pub, would you?
You know, you wouldn't walk around the table and say, would you fancy a bit of pork scratches with this, would you? You know what I mean? You wouldn't.
But you wouldn't, would you? I think it's, you've got to have the same boundaries as you would if you were meeting somebody live in a pub, haven't you?
Yeah, and, I guess.
And
I was asked
once for some very specific photoage. Very, very specific from somebody I had been chatting with, but not chatting enough. I'd normally for that sort of photo, I'd have actually been properly seeing somebody in a relationship for at least a bit before.
Or did you not say, you can see this picture on OnlyFans if you subscribe for $10.99 a month? My photocopied hoo ha.
Just be quite clear that no hoo-has of mine have been photocopied or are on OnlyFans. If you
just
have
your toes,
top
just
level
your
of
toes.
Patreon, you can definitely have one. If you're on the top level of Patreon, you can have anything. I don't mean that.
Give us the money.
Oh, I don't mean that.
Oh, dear me.
Sorry, Sarah, we digress.
That's
as ever.
All right. That's okay. Or they want to see a full body photo, head to toe, just to make sure you've not got a wide ass, big belly.
Or you're not 4 foot tall.
I was like, what? Just to make sure that this just isn't like, you've not just sucked it in and done all sorts of stuff to it. It's like, really?
I was going to a conversation with a bloke and it was, I can get quite aggro quite quickly with people or try and call them out on stuff.
I thought the exact same.
Because I'm trying to remember what terminology he used, but he said something like, at least you're not and I had got a full, I nearly said full frontal then, I hadn't put a full frontal and I put a full length picture
full length
on
one. Yeah.
And to be fair, it was a couple of years old, but I hadn't changed that much. Probably have changed more now. I wouldn't put it up now. That would be false advertising. But I had put a full, and he said something like, at least you're not a big hitter. And I said, what do you mean by big hitter? And then, and he said, at least you're not a big chunky girl. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop talking to you because I do think I am a big hitter. I'm a big hitter in everything that I do. I'm a big hitter at work. But no, I'm definitely not chunky. I wasn't then, I am now. But, and it was just like, are you kidding me? And somebody had the audacity to actually start a conversation by going, well, at least you're not fat.
Is the big, I remember getting told in early 2010, so I'd have been like 21, that I had a dad bod. I was horrified. Really? A dad bod at like 21. That was when I was like skinnier I got fat and then skinnier.
Okay. Again. Before the wrestling.
Before the wrestling, yeah.
Oh my God. It is just, it is a minefield out there. But you feel like as a female though, that you're under pressure to provide the perfect solution for them. And it's like, what? You know, hang on a minute. Oh, yeah. All the emphasis comes on you. And it's like, well, hang on, there's two people in this. What about you? It's kind of like you're expected to have everything and they're expected to not have anything. It's like, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? It can't always just be like people looking for an easy life. Oh, I'll move in with her. She's got a nice house. She's got, you know, she's all right. I'm in a rented.
She's got some money.
Yeah. I'm living with my dad after the screwed me over, you know. So, and you're like, whoa, no. It's not happening. Not happening at all. No. First things you get asked, are you fat?
It was funny.
Do you own your own home?
I had a weird one where... And this guy lived a long way away, and I mean a long way away, like a good sort of 2-3 hours away. And he was messaging me, and I said, I wasn't interested anyway, but you try and make a nice excuse, don't you?
Yeah.
And say, oh, I think you're just like I'm allergic to dogs. I can't ever internet date again. Everybody will know I'm not allergic to dogs. Dogs on the podcast most of the time. Yeah. I used to tell people's allergic
on
to
your
dogs.
Lap.
Yeah, you just tell people's allergic to dogs because most people will put at least one profile picture including their dog up. Yeah. So if they've got a profile picture including the dog, said, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm allergic to dogs. And they go, oh, but my dog doesn't molt. I said, oh, I don't. I'm like anaphylactically allergic to dogs. I can't have any dogs near me at all. And they push back. Someone will go, oh, that's such a shame. That's such a shame. Anyway, this guy was like a good couple of hours away. And I said, oh, but you are so far away. I just don't think, you know, I could make this work. It'd be nice just to have somebody you could pop and have a quick cup of tea or a glass of wine. He goes, well, I'm a lorry driver. So, you know, I can definitely make this work. And I said, do you know what? I still don't think it'd work. You know, I'm really sorry. I just don't think it'd work. And then I got this diatribe, and I mean like pages and pages and pages long, about how people in the war used to live away from each other and how the country was forged on people who'd made a go a long distance relationship. Okay. I couldn't even reply back because he only blocked me.
Well, you're not like, well, I was in the war and...
Bastard.
Tell us about another story then, Sarah.
Okay, this one is actually my sister. So she goes out on this date.
Okay.
She meets this guy, go round to his place and she nips to the loo, all happy or whatever. And back in them days when you went to Blockbusters, so they were going to get in a video to watch and getting a pizza and everything. So she was dead excited. And she's like, she's walking down the road. She's like, what is that smell? What is that smell? And she's like, what? So they're in the video shop and he puts his hand around her. Her belt hook had only unclipped the air freshener, the toilet fresh thing that you put down the toilet, and it was attached to the back of her jeans via her belt. So he put his hand round to say, oh, yeah, love, you know, we're in the shop, let's choose something together. And she's like, and mortified, absolutely mortified. So when she goes to the toilet, she's
managed to
the toilet air freshener, and I've been walking down the street going, what is that smell?
Toilet attached to her.
Toilet attached to her. Mortified, she was.
Oh.
Mortified. Hi, I'm Sarah. I pounded away, and so should you.
So,
what are we talking about today?
You do your voice.
Okay, so we are discussing near-death experiences.
We are. Are you going to kick us off?
I'll kick you off. So there was... I did have a near-death experience. It probably was... I think I may have told you this when it happened, but it's a year ago, maybe a bit more, a year and a bit ago. I was driving home from the gym. I think I might have told you this. I was driving home from the gym.
You have to give me a bit more of a clue, yeah. I was driving home from the gym.
Where I live is like a lot of country roads.
Oh, with the biggest potholes.
With
the
biggest potholes.
Fucking world.
And there's a bit where I'm driving into Little Preston. Before you get to Little Preston, there's a side road. And this side road actually like loops back round to here, if you followed it through. And there's me driving along in the dark. And then I get to the side road and this car pulls out right in front of me. And I don't know whether you get it, like sometimes things go in slow motion.
Yeah, definitely.
I notice that my head sometimes sees that. I say, Andy hates when I say this, but I see things slower sometimes because of my editing background, because I'm looking for things at frame by frame.
Yeah, yeah, no,
so I do notice like smaller things, and my reaction time's slightly faster than Andy's, especially when it's in a car. He'll deny this.
You're so much younger than me.
My brain is just so much bigger and can identify things quick. He hates it when I'm a passenger.
Has Andy listened to the podcast yet?
Probably not. Probably too embarrassed.
It's when my friend kept saying, but you've got this app and it's called podcast on your phone. And I actually sent her a screenshot. Again, if you search in your search bar for podcast.
It's everywhere.
And she uses Spotify a lot because she's a PT, so she uses it for music.
Oh, yeah.
So you can listen to it over Spotify. She'll have to get another friend round to... Before she'd listened to it, but I have now listened to it.
Well, that's
I got literally no feedback.
No feedback from the Spotify.
from the Spotify. I got no feedback. Josh goes, just listen to your podcast.
Well, it is on
Left
the
it
Spotify.
There.
It is on the Spotify.
It is on the Spotify.
It's on, what's it on? Apple.
And she said to me, she said, Baz has the technology. I went, you do too. But never mind. Never mind.
So, yeah, so Andy hates me being a passenger in the car because I react to things before he's reacted.
You're a bit of a screaming girl.
I've got a funny story. So I don't know whether I get this from Dodo, because Dodo is the worst person.
Now,
to
who
have
is
a
Dodo?
So
for
Dodo,
all the pounders who don't know,
who hasn't listened to, I think it was like episode 2, we're talking about my nan.
Have we spoken about your nans?
Yeah, the Portugal one and.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mum was like, oh, good job you refer to her as just the name and not the other one. Like, she won't hear this anyway, so we'll leave that in.
Your cousin Sarah's going to be pissing herself down.
My nan, Dodo, is the worst passenger. She, like, panics over everything. And there was once, so my aunt always takes her shopping. And one day, even though, like, my nan's quite short, so she's down in the seat like this, barely seeing over the front. And there was this one time, my aunt said, she was driving along, and all of a sudden this car must have, like, braked in front. Dodo sees said car brake in front. And the way I normally react is pretend that and put my foot on the brake.
Yeah, no, I'm, yeah.
She didn't do that.
Pulls on the handbrake.
She went like this, arms out. My aunt's stuck like this, can't hold the wheel. Luckily, can still brake with her feet. Literally pinned her down. She said the strength of that woman. At the age of like 70 or whenever it happened.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Have you ever done that thing? And like, pounders, take care with us. But do it to Andy next time you're driving. If there's ever a big puddle, what you do is you drive through it at a million miles per hour, but you undo the electric window on the But because of the way that the water sprays away from the car, you never get wet, but the thing they're going to get absolutely drenched.
Have you seen that video of, I can't remember who it is. It's like this boy and he like tortures his poor grandma not tortures, but like it's funny videos.
Sounds.
She, it's quite funny. I don't know how much she's like in on the jokes.
Funny in your world, well, or funny in the actual world.
Sometimes I think about it is, I think she's in on it a lot of times. It makes out that she isn't.
Okay, okay.
So one time he got in his car, went to the car wash. You know the ones with the spinny things?
Yeah, yeah.
And then just undid her window. So there you see, like she's getting sprayed and she's like... And then like the heater thing comes in and then it's like blowing this hot air at her. And then she pulls around, she's like, why the fuck did you do that? And he's like, should we go again? And she's like, no!
Oh, bless.
But going back to it. Yeah, oh, Andy hates it when I react.
Back to near-death experience.
Because I think that I notice things quicker than him.
Because of your editing.
Because of my
background.
Editing and my wonderful big brain that can like analyze things at a fraction of a second. So there I am driving down this lane. And this car pulls out in front of me. And luckily, thank God, whatever in my big brain thought need to avoid this, I managed to brake.
It needs a big brain when a car's coming
and
at
I'm
you,
talking about it? This is in within like a fraction of a second. I braked. Swerved into the road it come out of, missed the car that was behind it,
yeah, okay.
And then swerved back out. Just like I was probably going 40.
Wowzers.
I was like, shit. And then I like stopped.
What did the guy stop on?
No,
did
he fucked off and drove off. And then the car that was also there that I missed, that was like behind it, kind of stopped thinking, am I going to stop further, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh no, I'm just going to drive home because I was nearly home. But my heart was like, if that had been like a fraction of a second later, I would have hit that car and probably died.
Bless. Oh, shall I tell you mine?
Go on, tell yours.
You do know this. You are part of the main event of this.
Am I?
Yes. So I can only just about laugh about it now. So this happened about 6 or 7 years ago. And anybody who knows me knows that I've been doing up houses for about 15 years.
Just realised.
So you do know which one it is. Because we struggled to what the subject of this podcast should be. It was either going to be soft porn gone wrong, near-death experiences or DIY disasters, wasn't it? So we've gone with near-death experiences.
Yes.
So anyway, so I was not in a good headspace. I think I'd just come out of a relationship.
That's right,
I was not in a good place and I was doing this house up. And a beautiful house. But it needed a lot of work doing, and I was having it completely rewired. I was just having my kitchen done, and they went, sort of kind of hob, do you want? And just went, I'll just have, you know, conduction hob, thanks. And goes, well, you're going to have your entire house remodeled then and rewired then. And I was like, going, what? I said, I'll just have gas then. And he went, no, you're still going to have your house rewired. So anyway, I had to have the house rewired. So my house is on lots and lots of different levels. It's a very old house, the oldest house in Chipping Norton. So it's on lots of different levels. I don't know why I'm telling you it's on lots of different levels. But the electrician had taken up the floor in the bedroom to like lay new cables. And he put my mattress up in the attic room. So this is about July and it's really, really hot. The attic room's in, obviously, the attic. So
because the heat rises.
Actually, heat does rise. I don't even say hot air.
No,
heat doesn't rise.
The hot air rises. Heat rises.
No, heat doesn't rise. Hot air rises.
Yes, yeah.
Anywho, so, and I'm stuck and I'm miserable and poor as well. So I'm stuck up in the... Poor. I'm a poor person.
We were working together when this happened.
Yeah,
we were.
Because you are the Shane event.
Yes.
So anyway, so I'm in not a good headspace and I'm stuck up in the attic room in July, like cooking my nuts off. Maybe edit that bit out.
Oh, keep that in. We'll just put that as a little snippet. I was cooking my nuts off.
So it was quite hot. It was July. It was not in a good headspace. And the bathroom and then the old ensuite were... So you had to go to the loo in the bathroom and then I had to walk across... And they'd taken up the floor to the bedroom across to the ensuite and I had to go across all of the beams this one morning.
Just like that beam up there?
Yeah, but like in the floor.
Yeah.
So... So they've taken up all of the boarding of the floor to get to the cables, so they didn't have to chase them in and everything else, because, you know, it's a listed building, so they had to do it all properly. So rather than having to chase them into the water, so they laid them underneath. So they'd taken all of this boarding up, and they're just like beams. So I had to like walk across this beam. And I think anybody who's ever met me knows that, you know, I'm not exactly known
for... Not the most stable person.
As my friend Paula says, she says you dance on the third beat. The extraordinary ability to dance to the third beat. But anyway, so I was walking across this beam, and I'd been doing this for like a week. I was getting really knocked with it. Didn't bother putting my contact lenses or anything. I thought, oh, I've got this.
So there you are, blind.
Blind. Walking across this beam to go to the shower, just getting ready for work. Fall off the beam, don't I? Fall through the ceiling. Right. I am naked at this point because I'm on the way to the shower.
How did you fall through the beam? Was it like your legs dangling between the beam?
So the reason that I can't find this funny is because when you fall through your ceiling, it's not funny. It's not like a Carry-On film. Carry-On film, for all those people who don't know, please Google and just remember different times.
I don't think I'd get away with something nowadays, would they?
They would not. So you don't... So it's not like you just fall and there's a bit of dust and, oh, it's hilarious. You actually go through plasterboard. So I'd fallen and, like, one of my legs had gone through and the other one was stuck underneath me. So I've got one leg dangling down. I've got the other one stuck underneath me. The electrician who used to start dead early every morning, excellent, you was on his way there. Like, he could have literally have arrived at any second. I'm there, one leg through my living room ceiling, the other one stuck underneath me, fallen through the plasterboard, which had ripped gouges up my leg. Gouges. Right. As I'd fallen as well, like, I'd got the one leg stuck up, the one leg hanging down into the living room. And then my arms were all a bit, and they'd all got a bit grazed. I don't know how it happened. But
and
like,
you were naked.
And I was naked. And the electrician was about to arrive. I've got to say, there was hoo-ha on show as well. So actually, if he'd have arrived, there was one leg.
So there you are.
And a bit of like half a hoo-ha.
Hanging from the ceiling. Half a photocopied hoo-ha.
It wasn't even the photocopied version. It was the actual live and in-person hoo-ha. So I'm doing this, right? And I am not in a good headspace. So anyway, I managed, it's another Olympic moment where I managed to extricate this leg, push myself up onto the beam, go into the shower, right? And I'm not a big cry person. I tend to cry when I'm angry more than anything else. Not a big cry person. I think even I had a bit of a cry in the shower. Got in the shower, and of course, like, I'd like grazed all my leg, all my arms, and it was like, fudgekin painful. It was so painful getting into that shower with like open wounds and stuff.
It stings, doesn't it?
It really does sting. So anyway, I'm getting dressed and I'm going to work, and I thought, oh, and like, work was my salvation at this point.
Because I was there.
Yes, Shane, because you were there. So anyway, and it was just a great escape, and it was after I'd sold it as well, so it calmed down a bit, and it wasn't...
It was during the fun times, I would say the fun era.
So I walked through the door, and you're there, and I'm a bit late at this stage because I've fallen through a ceiling. I still can't even imagine
why you're late for work.
I fell from my own ceiling because I didn't put my contact lenses in. So, and I'm still thinking this is traumatic to me even now, telling you.
I know what you're going to say now, I just remembered.
So I walk through the doors, and like, I am traumatised. You know when you fall, it does shock you. When you fall through a ceiling...
Did your life flash before your eyes?
No, it didn't. It didn't. So, but I did feel like it was near death, even if the whole of me had fallen through, it'd have only fallen into my living room. I don't think it'd have done a lot of damage, but it did feel like I was really shocked. So I get to work. I open the door. There were big doors, weren't there?
The double doors.
They were
could
big,
make a
and they were floor
with.
To ceiling.
They were
big
huge.
Double doors. So I open these doors. Like, goes like, entrance in. Going, I've had the worst morning. I've had the worst morning the electrician was on his way and had been hanging naked in my living room ceiling. I've grazed all my legs. Look at my arms. I don't hear anything else apart from you laughing your ass off. Like, have never laughed so much in your entire life. And this goes on for about 15 minutes. And because I'm quite late in, other people were sort of coming in at the same time. So, like, he's still laughing in the corner. I'm telling everybody else. I'm going, I'm just so traumatised. I've got, like, this big thing. And, of course, it was summer, so I've got, like, summer dress on or something. Yeah. So we're showing everybody.
Everyone,
like, I was like showing everybody, he's still laughing in the corner. Donna's come in and she's going, are you all right? Are you all right? I'm going, no, Donna, I'm not all right. I'm not. I've had a near death experience. And she's going, why is she laughing in the corner? She's going, I've got no idea.
That bastard's still laughing at me.
I think eventually you went and made me a cup of tea.
Oh, did I?
I think so, yeah.
I do remember laughing. Well, that's my problem.
In some ways, I think it done me good, to be fair. Good. I think I actually needed somebody to go, oh, okay, yeah, fair.
But I don't know whether
I would have fallen down into, like, you know, a pit of self...
A rabbit hole.
Of self-loathing, I think, that day. Going, oh, my God, I was so traumatised.
But do you not
and
find
by the
that...
time, by the time I'd come back, it virtually finished. The floor was, like, covered back over. The builders were coming the next day anyway to, like, do other bits. And they're like, and by the end of the next day, you couldn't have told that, like, even the hole where would come down. Just smacked myself in the face.
But do you find, though, that
not
when...
doggy.
If I'm... somewhere, like, now if you, like, fell backwards and, like, cracked your head open, the first thing I would do is laugh.
Yes.
Because I would just find it funny. I remember years ago when me and Eleanor stayed in Covent Garden and we met our friend I won't name, and I remember we went into
but the
club,
bleeps are funny when you had to
bleeps,
bleep
yeah.
when you had to bleep out 17 yeah. times okay. You're gonna have to now bleep her out again. You missed one.
No, I don't know if I did. I think you said...
Oh, okay, maybe.
Which is very similar. It's not similar at all.
Just the...
Oh, I probably could tell this story. They won't care. So, maybe I won't call her. We'll bleep this out. Met us. And was another one that me and Alan just used to... Not torture, but prank all the time. And I remember... There's a video of this. There's videos. Because that weekend, me and Ellen decided that we were going to film a Big Brother audition video.
To actually go on Big Brother?
To actually go on Big Brother, but we never...
To do what?
To be contestants.
I was at work probably when Big Brother was on.
This was like...
What did you used to do?
What do you mean?
Like, to be a contestant on Big Brother?
You just have to write
stuff... Big Brother!
Big Brother!
I'm thinking Big Breakfast!
No, Big Brother is in, like, stay in the house for 6 weeks or whatever it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I do know that.
So we planned a whole weekend where we would film and document the whole weekend. There's
for
a video.
Your Big Brother.
For the Big Brother audition
video. Did
you
not
get it? We didn't submit it in time. There is a video.
There's many
in
a series.
World.
I think it still goes on.
I wouldn't do it now.
I'm going to put my Meghan Markle style cardigan over my shoulders.
There is a video of this, and it's not very, like, PG. It's
or
quite
PC.
Funny or politically correct, yeah. There was a... We got a rickshaw bike and that man who was driving us must have thought, who the fuck are these two?
I hate those
screaming
rickshaw
and
bikes.
Shouting.
They're so expensive. But do you not think you also just spend your entire journey looking at somebody's ass crack? And because they've been on their rickshaw all day, they have sweaty ass crack.
No, because it was in the winter. And it was like January time,
okay.
And so it was dark, and you just see all the, like, lights. I remember the night ended, we went into McDonald's, and Ella goes, this is on video as well, she was like, I want to order, we're obviously a bit pissed by this point.
No.
She was like, I want to order a Mega McMuffin meal, and they're like, that doesn't exist. She was like, yes it does, you are lying to me, I want my Mega McMuffin meal. She was like, just make me one, and this poor guy is just like... Yeah, that doesn't exist. He must have put something through because we had our McDonald's.
Just a Big Mac.
Yeah, probably just a Big Mac. And so the second night joined us. And I remember we went into this club. And the club was like down a load of steps. And I just remember one day of that night. I know I didn't. We claimed it was like a gust of wind. And there she was. She just tumbles down.
I don't really want to laugh at this. Just the fact that I was traumatised by you laughing at me.
But I just found it hilarious. Not like, oh, do you need any help? First thing, laugh. It was funny.
God, I've not even told you about the time that I fell down the escalator at Waterloo. Oh, I'd forgotten about that until you said that. I fell down... To put it in context, it was an Ascot. Me and my friend go to Ascot every year and we get absolutely bashed.
Yeah.
Like, completely. Like, in fact, the last 2 years we've had really sensible, but we are usually in a right state. So, I'm trying to think. It was a good few years ago, but not that many. And we were walking back and it was like twilight. This is, we always stay until they actually kick us out. Make the most of our 100 quid worth of a day. And I was looking at the horse, a beautiful place horses, aren't they? They're really, really beautiful. And I do like a horse. And we were just walking back to the station and I like stubbed my toe on the pavement, right? And didn't really feel it because, you know, obviously it was several sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
I'd quite like champagne. It might have been the time. Oh, yeah. That's a whole story for another day. But yeah. I think we've been drinking a lot of champagne.
Yeah.
So I stubbed my toe, didn't really think about it, and I changed out the heels at this stage, and I got this nice bit of strappy, like, shoes on. So, yeah, so anyway, I'm wearing these little shoes. I changed out of the high heels, I walked across the station, got some nice little pretty shoes on. So I was watching the big horses, and so I stubbed my toe on the pavement.
Yeah.
And, you know, several sheets of the wind, don't even notice that. It's bleeding like anything, right? So, you know, and you've got to walk a special way back to the station and you can't diverge from this. So anyway, eventually I looked down at my foot and my foot and my ankle and nearly up to my knee are covered in blood. Like, absolutely, like my shoe was like squelchy. And the only reason I'd looked down is because I felt this squelch. So anyway, I've cut the end of like my toe. So we're walking down the station and I see the first aid tent. So we decide to walk across this field, which I think was a car park at the time. And like the security are like running after me. Going, you can't come down this way. You can't come down this way. I said, I'm just going to the first aid tent. Going, well, what's wrong with you? I think we're obviously, you know, staggering around.
You're pissed. Fuck off.
So I'm going, I'm just getting the first aid tent. I'm going, well, what's wrong with you? And I think they're just used to, like, people vomiting and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, you know, the usual drunken antics. Yeah.
So anyway, we get down the first aid. So it's saying to me, why are you going down? And I just point to my foot and he's like, yeah, off you go. So anyway, I stumble into this, like, first aid tent and it is just people there just with bowls in front of their faces, right? And the woman's lovely. And I'm going, I'm not that drunk. I've just done my toe. And anyway, they've got these like big, huge A3 sheets of paper, which you've got to fill in with what's wrong with you, your name, everything like this. And so we've got to go through all this. And I said, can I just have a plaster? And we're going,
why? Why? I'll just have a plaster.
Can I just have a plaster? I'm just going, no, it's a little bit more serious than that. So anyway, she's binding up, and it's hard to bind up a toe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she cleans it all, and she's lovely, good. And she binds it up. So anyway, I'm there in my like little flip flops, and we've got on the train, and I'd just broken up with somebody else at the time. Have we had a breakup story?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Somebody else.
Both of your near-death experiences is because of breakups.
So anyway, I'm living somewhere not overly convenient to get to and from Ascot. So anyway, we're heading back to Waterloo to get on another train to go home. Big, long journey. So we get to Waterloo and I've still got like my foot all bound up, but mainly just my toe. She's not like done the whole ankle or anything. But it's a little bit difficult to walk and I've still got my flip-flops on. So we get to Waterloo and anybody who knows Waterloo Station, especially the Underground, it is a big, big, long escalator.
I don't know if I've been to... I might have. Years. I'm trying to remember. My memories are like... I'm flicking through the memories. Oh. Waterloo Is it got like a big upstairs area where like loads of bars and things?
Not like loads, but yeah.
But there's a few. Definitely, yes. Nice, like you can get beer and stuff.
So go down there. So you go down the underground, big underground station. I literally fall from the top to the bottom.
And I know. Yeah, I know where you are now.
From the top to the bottom, right. I'm skinnier at the time as well. I've just gone through a breakup. So I've got this beautiful, like, pink dress on, and it's lovely, but it's like, this little pink, I don't know how you describe it, like, skirt shaped. Like, just skirt shaped. So it's just, like, above the knee. It's not, like, mini or anything, because I can't do that at Ascot. Anyway, I've fallen down this. So I've got this already bloodied toe. I'm going arse over tit all the way down this metal escalator at the bottom.
And they're like
my skirt
sharp.
Is up round my ears.
What's like your clothes not tearing as well?
No. I get to the bottom of this escalator. This bloke who's obviously, you know, a little bit more well-to-do than us. He's wearing this top hat, tails, the most gorgeous-looking bloke you've ever seen. My friend who has seen all this happen, I get up at the bottom, like, it is that typical drunken thing. Not a scratch on me. Didn't feel any of it. I have fallen 100 foot, if not more, down a metal escalator.
100 feet.
I am fine, bar me busted toe. Next morning, though, I was, probably in the morning after the next morning, I was black and blue. Well, no, I wasn't actually black and blue. I was yellow. I'd got yellow bruises all over me. Anyway, I'm picked up with this by this beautiful man at the bottom. My friend is in hysterics. And the entire journey back, she does not stop laughing. I am not kidding. We meet some other people on the tube where, I have never seen this girl laugh so much in her entire life. Probably, I'm trying to think a bit which escort it was, because I'm trying to think now where we were going back to. I think we were going back to Suffolk, which is not an easy trip from Ascot.
No.
So I think we were going back. It might not have been that. We might have been going back to Watford. I've lived in many a place. So which case, it wasn't a bad breakup. I can't remember why. But anyway, we were heading back. She just didn't stop laughing the entire way.
I'd be exactly the same.
Like, the entire way, but yeah.
But that's reminded me of another story, which I wasn't going to tell, but...
I think I've talked so much during this podcast that it's changing the, like, muscularity of my face.
Botox. What was it? Filler and Botox.
I'm going to get that stuff. What's it called? Profilo. And basically, you just get... vitamins injected underneath your skin, and it creates your own collagen.
Oh, I don't know if that...
We'll see.
Your bloody toe reminded me of a... It wasn't... Back then, it felt like a near-death experience. So this was back when I lived in the house with Eleanor and the other flatmate.
Second year uni.
And... As I said, I can't remember if it was in this episode, I can't remember. we used to do lots of pranks, and our other housemate was just really annoying. Yeah. Really annoying, did things that would just really irritate me. So one day we had this, our own little Christmas party that no one turned up to other than one of our friend. And
it was, so a party for three?
Well, there's four of us, so the other flatmates, so me and Ellen dressed up as Santa and Santa's hoe.
Ho, ho.
Santa's home. And our flatmate and went to the shops to go get some more drinks. Don't know why, I can't remember.
I was going to say
there
was only four of
us. There was four of us.
I just thought you'd maybe.
It might have been some, I think it was some drinks just for the other flatmate.
Okay.
And she had annoyed me that week because she had used my mug and she used to like slurp around it. It would be like... And she would drink. She was really strange, really strange. And back then, I was a lot more horribler than I am now.
Is that possible?
Well, no, I was definitely worse back then. Like, if you
how
annoyed
you know
me...
How do you know that she'd used your
mouth? I saw her. But
and,
I didn't
and actually... she didn't know that that was a no-no.
Well, no-no? She was just a very strange girl... Which, probably thinking about it, I should have been nicer to, but, you know, back when you're younger and in uni.
And you're a bitch.
I was a bitch. So I thought, right, I'm going to get my own back. So me and Eleanor lay down some newspaper. got her mug out of the cupboard.
Oh my god.
I grabbed the sledgehammer that we had it found in the back garden and I smashed that mug.
Oh my god, we were going to do an episode about how petty. Well, we're going to do it about petty
revenge, but yeah. It was very petty. And then we were like, oh shit, what do we do with it now? So we like quickly like got all the bits before they got back and just shoved it in the bin outside. Didn't think anything of it for that evening. And then me, Eleanor, and other flatmate did our version of the dance to Lady Gaga, Telephone. Because it must have only just come out or something like that. I don't remember.
Oh my god, how many years ago was this?
15.
Oh my god.
So I don't know if you've seen the Lady Gaga music video for Telephone.
No, I've never seen the Anaconda one.
No, Abracadabra. Anaconda.
And you began with an A.
Yeah, because she's gone back to like how she was back in the day.
That Anaconda
famous
song.
Anaconda. So we did this dance to Telephone. It's the bit towards the end when they're in the restaurant and they're like doing this weird like thing.
I have not. This is not on my radar.
So we did our version of this dance. And towards the end, we used to have this like gas fire thing in the living room. It was actual like fire.
An actual fire?
But it was a gas fire. Right, okay. Like
flames came out
of it. And towards the end of this dance, there's this teeny video back then, because smartphones weren't really a thing then, but you could still record little videos on your phone. Okay. There's a video somewhere of this video, this dance. And towards the end, Eleanor grabbed this aerosol that was on the like mantelpiece and slammed it down. Thank God it just missed. My reaction to that was, let's pick Eleanor up. In front, so she's got like not much under her little short Santa's hose skirt. And I fell onto the floor, onto my knees as I dropped her. At the time, I'd had a few to drink, so hadn't noticed anything. And then all of a sudden, we start looking on the floor, like, oh, there's like bits of spots of blood everywhere. Where's this come from? We instantly blamed it on the flatmate. Maybe she was on her period. We just...
Not usually what happens. Don't usually
I think she
trail.
Even was convinced it was herself.
Okay.
Obviously, that's how cruel we were back then. She was convinced. And then I was like, my leg feels a bit wet. So I went upstairs into the bedroom. I rolled up my trousers. Blood had been pouring down.
Pouring.
And I had a bit of china wedged into my knee. And I was like, shit.
Do you know what that is?
Karma. So I remembered. I said, I pulled aside. We'll have to bleep that name out. But we pulled aside. I was like, look at my leg. She's like, how have you done that? Didn't tell her. She's probably finding out now. She's listening to this 15 years later. There's me and her with a pair of tweezers trying to pull the bits of china out, because I'd read somewhere that if it like heals over, you get like infections and stuff. So I was like, well, it needs to come out. So like literally
like a bullet.
Like a bullet. So there we are, pulling these bits of china out of my knee, cleaning it up, still blaming the blood downstairs on our mate. Oh, so yeah, your dear. Stump toe one reminded me of that.
Stump toe and then the escalator.
But the story I wanted to tell you was the times that I spent in Dollis Hill. So Dollis Hill is like, all I know is it was a station and one of the tubes. Yeah.
It's like Wembley somewhere, isn't it?
It's that way, I think.
I know when I used to work in London, I used to go down the Metropolitan line. And I don't think it stopped at Dollis Hill. But I used
it
to
might,
go through
I don't know
it.
How
like
you
the
pronounce
Harrow
it.
Train.
Maybe.
I think it's like...
Well, Harrow's where Harrow. I used to live. Right, I used to have to go maybe to Wembley, then get on Wembley and to Dollis Hill.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, my friend...
I know it from the chat.
I don't know whether we're allowed to say her name, but my friend Justine
lived
in Dollis Hill. And so I'd used to go see her every so often. And that place was a strange place. It was... I don't know, the place they lived, so it was a two-story like house, but the top floor was one flat and the bottom floor was another. So you'd go up the...
Okay.
Their door was at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I'd used to go to their loads. I don't know. I can't remember why we used to go there. And at that place, it was just around the corner from a pub where Amy Winehouse used to go in. And she always used to be there behind the bar, oh, like, God, serving really herself.
Does it begin with an H?
I can't remember. It's so many years ago. We're talking like 15 years ago.
Jukebox. It's got a jukebox.
I can't remember. I just remember being there one night and then Amy Winehouse was just pouring her own drinks.
Fair, if you own me a wine house. That could be us in a couple of years.
I don't think it was hers.
Just walk into any pub. Yeah, no,
I think she just used to like help herself behind the bar, but because she was so famous, no one cared.
Fair.
Anyway, this house. It was a strange house. You go up the stairs and there was this like long landing and then like the kitchen was down the end. And this one room, I think it was her flatmate's room, was like the bedroom / living room area. So there was a bed and you could see like down the corridor. But everyone used to like commune in this room. Remember there was this huge like, you know, them really nice rugs that you can get like in the middle. It was really strange. Anyway, that was the house that I remember seeing the Born This Way music video, Lady Gaga's one. Okay. And that was when I was like, oh my God, this Lady Gaga is cool.
Well,
anyway,
she's pleased to hear that.
Yes, she will be. We'll tag you in that Lady Gaga.
And her anaconda song.
And her... Well, some weird things always used to happen in that house. There was one time I was sat there laying on the bed and I looked down this corridor and a figure of an old woman like started to morph and I reacted like... and I like moved out the way. And my friend Justine was like, can you see her too? And I'm like, yes! So it was a really like...
Just a shadow. It'll be a
no, it was not. It was not. I saw a figure of an old woman. So weird things used to like happen in said place.
Okay.
One day I'd gone round there and I think I'd stayed over the night before for some reason. Don't know why. Can't remember why. And the lock to the downstairs door just shut. Couldn't open it. We were stuck in.
Oh.
And so Justine had to call a locksmith. And we're there waiting for this locksmith to turn up. And I'm like, I need to go because I need to meet Eleanor because we're going to the Excel. What's it called? It's called the Excel.
Yeah, just the Excel.
For this like film TV event. I'm like, oh my God. What am I going to do? I was like, we're waiting. Eleanor's messing me, Sam, where are you?
Not tying sheets together and climbing out the window at this stage.
Well. The bedroom was at the front of the house. So I'm like, oh, it is the top floor. And I look and I open the window and I'm like, oh, I'm looking down. It's like, the wheelie bins are there. I was like, I might reach it. So I was like, well, what do you think? She's like, no, they're busy. I was like, but I need to leave. I need to have left like a half hour ago because I need to go home and shower because I stink. So she was like, well, what are you going to do? I was like, oh. So there I am. We open the window up fully. I don't believe it was like a big ledge. I think like the window was like knee height, one of them ones.
I don't know so what there, you mean. Like so, a sash window.
Yeah. So there I am. I climb like over the thing. Back then I wasn't as strong as I am now.
No, you're not.
Weakling. Weak little skinny stick. I'm there like hanging. I'm like, if you listen to this, I'm like trying to replicate what I'm doing. I'm like holding on for dear life because I don't like heights either. So I'm like gripping the edge of the windowsill. As I'm like trying to like climb over, I start to like dangle one leg and I start panicking. Then I drop the other leg. So I'm like hanging there. Justine's like screaming to me. And then she's like, quick, get up. Get up. There's the locksmith. I'm like, shit. So like she like helps pull me back in. And then the locksmith does whatever he does for like 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm out.
Idiot.
I was like, what a twat. I was going to try and land on that wheelie bin down there.
But I think if you'd have...
If I would have had enough, like, strength, which I wouldn't have had back then, I could have lowered myself onto that bin.
I was once renting a house and I'd had an absolute nightmare. It was in my car. And I don't know if I tripped getting out of it, but my handbag had gone everywhere. Like, everywhere. And my keys were on a separate key, my house keys. I was renting this place. I was only in there for like a couple of months. And I was renting this place and everything went everywhere. And I thought I'd got everything. I put like the headlights on and everything else. The only thing that I didn't ever find was the keys. I've got spare ones. Was the keys to this place. So I had to break into my own rental place. So you went round the back to get in and there was a tiny kitchen window. So normal window, yeah, yeah, yeah. Got like one of those tiny ones. And another breakup.
Why are all your near-death experiences related to breakups?
And I've been doing a lot of yoga at the time. And people who know me will just like, what? Fred will go. There was one class we were in, and it's like some kind of power yoga. And you had to do something with your knee. And like the woman was going, your knee? No, your other knee. Your knee? Do you not know what your knees are? It's just like, oh my God. So anyway, I was doing quite a bit of yoga at the time. I managed to get through one of those tiny open slot windows and climb over the sink and into, oh, it was a nightmare. Absolutely. But then I re-glazed that window myself. I had to smash it and I re-glazed it.
Have you seen that video of that woman who got her keys and then her dress comes down and her boobs are on show? I can imagine that being the type of thing that happens to you. Hanging there, tits out.
It's not quite the same. But last summer, I'd taken this back in Suffolk and I'd taken the dog. Hiya, baby. She's down on the floor. I don't know if you can see her. Hi, Boo. Oh, you have a stroke. Hi. So I'm back in Suffolk and it's absolutely beautiful. Really. And like Suffolk's completely different to anywhere else in the country. Maybe Cornwall's like it always just seems lovely and nice. Yeah. And everybody said, oh, I've had a rubbish summer. And I'm thinking, no, I've had a lovely summer being in Suffolk. So I take the dog out for like a twilight walk. It's still lovely. The sun hasn't quite set, but it's just beautiful, beautiful evening. And I'm wearing like all white linen. So I've got like a white linen top. I've got white linen trousers on. I've just got like a normal pair. I thought, I'm not going across the fields too far. But I do throw a little cardigan on, which, you know, actually saved my life.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's twilight and I thought it'll be a really nice time to take the dog for a walk. She'll get the scent of animals and she'll go off chasing round and can have a nice lying in the morning. So it's exactly what does happen. She goes off chasing something. Hi, baby girl, look at you with your little eyes. She goes off chasing something and I heard this splash and thought, oh, she's gone in the fucking river, hasn't she? And usually if she goes in the river, she's like straight back up. She'll chase after something. I don't hear her and I don't see her coming back and it's getting a little bit darker and a little bit darker. And all I hear is this, like, whinging. And she never whinges to the dog. She's just like...
Whimpering.
Like, whimpering. Oh. And I thought, she's in the river. She can't get out. So I went through the bush that she went out. Took one step. I am in the river. Like, I am literally in the river. And I thought, like, the full way down. And I have looked at this since. And I wondered if I was exaggerating this story. I promise I'm not. It's got to be 16 foot deep, right? And I land
on... What, the drop?
Yes! Near-death experience. Our dog wants a stroke.
So, what, like, the height of this room more?
Oh, no, maybe not then. Like, I will say... Right, I'm going to stand up. I've got a pair of socks on with my summer shoes. It had got to be... No, it's not 16 foot, is it?
That's 6 foot.
That's it. I'd say it's got to be more than that because I really had to... No, it's got to be this. It's got to be this foot.
So about 6.5 foot.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
So it's gone from 16 foot to 6.5 foot.
So, I am sat... Oh, bum. Right, so I am in this river and I've like fallen down this river and I am wearing white linen. I am in the riverbed. Thank goodness it's not like high, but I have landed like flat on my back, right? My hair is wet. My clothes are wet. It is like a wet t-shirt contest. I am completely...
Would you have won?
Yes. Absolutely. So what I do is... And you're not really thinking... And again, it's the shock, isn't it, when you fall over. So we pick the dog up out of the riverbed and I push her up. So she's just sort of waiting there for me. And I'm thinking, right, I'm going to have to get up here. So I'm like grasping onto like anything that's on the riverside. And the bank, I managed to get my feet into the bank. And I managed to get up like probably halfway up it. And then there's like nothing else for me to grab on. There's nettles. Like I'm virtually sort of at the top, but not far enough to the top to grab onto anything. So I have to take my cardigan off. I throw my cardigan onto like the top of the riverbank in order that there's no nettles and stuff. So then I'm sort of like hammering my cardigan into to give it some kind of security to then like fling myself. So I managed to get one leg kind of just by the top. So then, and I don't know how I did it, I am almost like a gymnast. And then I've got enough of a purchase with one leg to then fling the other leg up. So then my entire body's like facing down the riverbank to kind of manage to propel myself up. And I actually said out loud, Louise, this is your Olympics. The Olympics run the time. Dog sat there, bawling her mouth like nothing had happened. Nothing had happened. The irony of this story is, and I was just thinking, at one stage I thought, shall we just walk down the riverbed? Shall we walk down the riverbed?
Yeah.
And it does, there is a bit where it gets, even in the summer, it gets really deep. And I thought, oh, it's dark now. I'm like wet, like from head to toe.
Yeah.
If I'd have walked counterintuitively further up rather than back the way we'd come, like 3 foot. Like literally 3 foot.
It's just the thought of you like going over the edge. You know, like the what's the, like the Roadrunner cartoon where they go off the coyote, like goes there and then like just drops.
I have got no idea. I literally, there was this, it was a whole load of bushes. And I just thought there'd be at least two or three steps. And it was virtually, by the time she'd gone in and I got it was virtually dark. There was very little. But the football club were playing at the night, in the evening. Or it might be in the cricket club, but the lights were up and I could definitely hear people. So I thought, well, it's not going to be trapped all night. Somebody else is going to be walking past. But honestly, trying to, but yeah, I'd got this like fluffy little cardigan on, which saved my life.
So there wasn't the headline, crazy middle-aged woman found
no, but
soaking on the side of the
but
riverbed.
The saving grace was I had to walk past and there were people sat out the pub as I'd walked past to go back. And I thought, I'm going to be walking back semi-naked past the pub. But by the time we'd faffed around enough, at least everybody had left the pub, hadn't they? There was nobody sat outside. I'd put my cardigan back on. That was just a bit nettly and a bit. So that was
were
okay.
You stung?
No, I don't think that time.
Did you manage to avoid it?
Yeah, I think so. But the number of times, I mean, the dog have ended up in the river, that was the worst one. That's the one where it could have been proper nasty, proper near-death experience. But there have been times, look at her looking at you.
I know.
Oh, she's so precious. She's so precious. Are you precious? I see you. Yes, you're a precious girl, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So, that was near-death experiences. So, Pounders, if you've got anything better or nearer death,
because ours wasn't really near death.
Well, I think on several occasions it's felt like it's at the time falling through the ceiling. Still not quite seeing the funny side of it.
Have you not? Oh, no.
I can tell the story. And like if I've had a couple of drinks and I'm telling it in the pub and I'm there with my leg dangling, the electrician's about to come in
yeah.
And, you know, hoo-ha.
Take a picture of the hoo-ha. Like upload his OnlyFans account.
Like I can absolutely embellish that story. But, yeah, that it did feel a bit near-deathy. And all the scrapes down my leg. And they took forever to... Took forever. Gypsum plaster scratches take forever to mend.
Yeah, I'm still healing. I'm still healing from my little
from
scrape,
your bum injury.
From my bum injury, which I'm sure everyone by the time this goes out has heard.
Do you know, this is going to become dead famous, is not? It's going to become dead famous and some producer's going to come along going, yeah, do you realise there's no continuity and you refer to things that has never happened? Shall I just re-edit it all? Okay.
Well, if people join the Patreon, they'll see all of the stories. They can just watch them all in order.
They're probably
then,
not in order.
And then hopefully something will make sense. Or if someone wants to create a wiki page for us and tell us what we've said, God. That'd be really convenient for us.
What's in each episode?
Yeah, tell us what is in each episode.
3 episodes along, we're going to be doing another episode on near-death experience. Have we done that one? Have we done that one? Did we just talk about doing that one?
Oh, that was terrible. We need to... Our big brains just can't remember everything. No.
So for next week, if you can think of near-death experience or some funny stories, just talk about anything. Can probably fit it in. Probably. Probably wrestle it into a show somewhere.
Wrestle it in. That's a good catchphrase, yeah.
Let's wrestle it in somewhere.
Cool. So I think we've come to the end of our 5th episode.
Yay, Shane. Oh, Tessie's excited.
Are you excited, Tessie? It's the end of our 5th episode. How we've made it through 5, I have no idea.
Me neither. I've only got 95 to go.
Well, what, 5% of the way through what we've committed to.
Yay.
So, yes, until next time.
Bye.
Pound away.